In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss the relationship between language and music.
So Yehuda, my good friend, you know, I often think you have composers, they write in a language which is, you know, musical bars, and I often wonder what the relationship between music and the native language of the composer is.
This is a terrific question, Alan. Indeed, what makes, for example, Edward Elgar's music so distinctly English?
Indeed.
Or Debussy's French? There are correspondences between the speech patterns and music of particular cultures and nations. Mussorgsky, in a letter to Rimsky-Korsakov, writes, "Whatever speech I hear, whoever is speaking, in my mind, the musical embodiment of that speech takes place." And the Czech composer Leo Janáček was fascinated, so fascinated by this relationship, that he spent 30 years sitting in cafes and other public places, notating the melodies and rhythms of people's speech, and then incorporated them into his music, which sounds uncannily Czech.
I wonder how many PhD theses have been written on this very subject.
I'm sure that people have been studying this phenomenon. Yeah. It's fascinating. This is, by the way, why you cannot produce a Mozart opera in Japanese, because the language and the music go hand in hand, or Schubert's songs in English.
Well, no, I understand that. I understand where there's the written word, but it's harder to believe just in a symphony,
yeah,
where the guy is English, that you could tell,
yeah, well, even,
that it's distinct,
yeah, yeah,
as Elgar, you,
yeah,
mentioned. Yeah.
Even when the music is purely instrumental, language exerts a gravitational pull on its structure, its rhythmic patterns, its cadences, and the inflections of the music.
Fascinating.
The most distinguished, most characteristic feature of Hungarian music is this gentle stress on the first syllable. Hungarian. Not Hungarian, but Hungarian. So, say, allegro vivace in Italian would be allegro vivace. Tada, tada.
Well, I, yeah, love it.
Espresso machine. Let's take a Bartok piece, Hungarian Rhapsody, and you will hear this igen, igen, tada, tada, tada motif repeated through. And then I'll tell you the fascinating story of how Bartok found his own language in music.
Thank you.
That was Alan Shartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.